This call is being recorded.
The 24th is balancing the fourth chakra. The 25th is balancing the fifth chakra. The 26th is balancing the seventh chakra. The 27th is balancing the seventh chakra. The 28th is balancing the eighth chakra. And at the conclusion, which adds up to 11, the 29 date is mastery, the number of mastery. So our perspective is that in every 7-day cycle, we must focus on balance. And when one achieves balance, one moves past duality and moves past the attachments of third dimensional consciousness. Namaste.
Wonderful perspective. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. That was absolutely beautifully put. Thank you.
Namaste.
Would there be other questions yet?
I have a question, please, sir.
Yes.
I have often wondered, I have an idea, but I'm not sure, and I think others on the call does too. Why is it that we go into incarnation after incarnation after incarnation till we reach a time of ascension, if I understand it? And what is it for? And is it have to do with the 12 signs of the zodiac, with the 12 lessons? Could you please answer that, please?
What we can tell you, dear sister, is as you continue to move through incarnation after incarnation after incarnation, you are have become ensconced within the evolutionary process here on this planet. And it was necessary for you to do so to become fully embedded in that of the consciousness of man here, and to realize the duality that exists here, and to be a part of that duality. In other words, there are times when you have been more on what you would call the dark side than the light side, and the next time you balanced that out. It is all about coming to balance, and you have been doing that lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. You call it karma. And there are those things which, in order to bring about balance, you have to work through. And you have all worked through all of that and come to the point now where karma, as you have come to understand it here on this evolutionary process here, is now over. Now, that is not karma that you can create now. You can still create karma here in this lifetime now. It is speaking about the karma that is over from past lifetimes. You have a clean slate, in other words, here. And since you have a clean slate, you are able to now to focus on those attachments, that you brought in from past lives, and that you are now working on to free yourself up, to let go of, and to neutralize here. And that is what this soul ascension process is about, is coming to the point where you have neutralized all of the old attachments that continue to hold you back, you see. So you are letting go of all of that. And that is why you have come from lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, seemingly spinning your wheels at times, but really not. You are not spinning your wheels at any point. You are always about moving to balance. Shoshana?
We can share. May we share?
Yes, you may, sweetheart.
Dear sister, the
yes?
number of lives that each one of you live is beyond your conception, is beyond your understanding. This is one life. This life that you live here on this planet, in this moment, might be difficult, might not be difficult. What is the lesson here is not to take yourselves too seriously. We see that many of life? Well, life is not so serious because you will live another and another and another and another. And it is up to each to decide how to live that life in joy, in love, in understanding of others, and to be in balance, you see. So you live each life because your soul commands you to expand. If you did not live a life, you would be stagnant, and the soul and the source does not wish to be stagnant. So you are allowed as a being of great consciousness to live each life in an expanded way so that you may learn and grow and become bigger, maybe even live life as a planet one day. Do you see that?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
That is the potential of each being. It is a wondrous thing, not a thing to look down upon, but a thing to be in joy about. Namaste.
So you would say that this is not the only planet that I have incarnated on, but I do feel I have incarnated many, many times on this planet. Is that true?
Dear sister, may we share once more?
Yes, please.
Each being on this planet has been in many systems, has lived many times, has taken on different bodies, has expanded and grown more than they could even imagine. So the question that one asks, have I incarnated on other planets or have I been here many times? It is unfathomable how many times each person has expanded as a soul. Namaste.
And you certainly come from much higher vibrational frequency dimensions in many cases. And Shoshana said you might someday become a planet, but we would also say that many of you have been planets before. You have ensouled planets, you have ensouled stars, you have even ensouled central suns possibly. And you come from so much more than what your small three-dimensional consciousness even begins to allow you to contemplate.
Wow, okay, I got to tell you, this is absolutely more than I can comprehend, as you say. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you so much for all you do and your dedication to us, the one who serves. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, Catherine would like to speak.
Yes.
My question relates to Rita in some perspective.
We could not hear that. What was that? To what?
My question relates to what Rita just asked, and
yes.
That is, but I've been pondering: is it really necessary? I'm aware that we have free will and filter free will to dig in to explore past incarnations. Is it really necessary? I know it's a choice. And is it beneficial to do so?
Is your question, is it necessary to look at your past lives and to see who you were before? Is that what you are asking?
Not quite that detailed, just in general.
We do not understand your question then.
Let me rephrase.
Please, there.
Okay.
Yes, please rephrase.
Oh. I can rephrase,
yes.
Rephrasing. Essentially, I've been wondering if it's really necessary for one to look into past lives as to how it might be a benefit to our current lifetime.
It is not so much that it is necessary, but it can be helpful to those that consider it helpful to them. It is not something that everyone needs to do or is even encouraged to do. But there are those times, those moments, when someone wishes to know. They wish to know. How many times have you asked the question in your many lifetimes, not only this lifetime, but you have come to the point where you have asked the question, who am I? Where did I come from? And as soon as you begin to ask those questions, then one begins to awaken. You see, it is the ones that have not yet asked that question or have asked it potentially, but not really cared to come to an answer for it. But when you seek, you shall find. That was what was given long ago. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And that is what this is all about. If you wish to know who you are fully, as far as the lifetimes here on this planet, then it might be something you would want to look into. But it is certainly not necessary. It is by choice, of course. And again, it is all about coming to balance within yourself. Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share?
Of course.
Dear sister, what we would tell you about this is that, as one who serves has said, it is not necessary at all to look into anything. What we find is that if a being has a glimpse of something or a memory of something or wishes to pursue a line of memories or thoughts, there is a reason for this. The reason is the higher self of this individual is knocking on your door and asking you to explore an aspect of yourself that would more enrich the life you are living now. All messages from other lifetimes, all memories, are for the enhancement of the life you are living now. So if you do not wish to pursue a line of thought or a line of memories, that is because you have the choice to pursue it or not pursue it. But in each instance, we promise you that you are remembering these things or glimpsing into these things or dreaming about these things because the message that is trying to appear before you is important to this life. Namaste.
Thank you. Understood.
We have to ask here. Someone is moving all around during this and not keeping their phone muted. You cannot keep your phone open and continue to move around and do things in your kitchen or whatever it might be that you are doing. Please refrain from doing so. Mute your phone if you are not actually asking question here. Are there any other further questions?
Yes, this is Linda. I have my own question.
Yes.
I have had some very powerful experiences over the past couple of weeks, and the last one happened yesterday. I was just sitting and reading and then listening to music, and I opened my eyes, and around me, for perhaps 6 feet around me, I could see energy. Particles that looked like rain. And it was not rain. I was inside. So there was no physical reason for that. And I'm wondering, what was I seeing and what was the purpose of it, please?
What is happening with you as well as others here who are experiencing these type of things? We have spoken of this before in terms of glimpses into the higher vibrational dimensions. And you are beginning to do that more and more. And because you brought up that subject earlier in your discussion of the ring pass knot, that is what you are experiencing. You are stepping into that ring and stepping back out and stepping into it and stepping back out. But once you step into it and move beyond it, for more permanent, we will say, then you have completely stepped into the higher dimension. And it is not that you cannot come back down. You can. Once into the higher dimensions, you can always come back down. But it is, in a sense, a vibrational barrier that is there to protect those that are in the higher dimensions from those in the lower dimensions coming up into it. We cannot go further into that because it brings up many other subjects here in that realm. But just understand that you are experiencing the movement from one dimension into another temporarily and then coming back down for whatever reason. And then experiencing that again and getting those glimpses along the way. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share. We cannot add too much to what One Who Serves has given, but we will ask a question of you, dear sister, if we may.
Yes, please, go ahead.
We would ask what you think you saw.
Well, I thought it was energy, perhaps for added protection, because we do all of these, the tools of protection, prayers of protection. I also thought that it might be added protection because of the situation here in the chemtrails that have been coming around again. And I've been, as I had talked about last week, and you had suggested, Shoshana, that, you know, the others, energies, they find other work to do in their lifetimes and to change that. And so I've been doing a lot of work with nature, and that's what I thought. Perhaps the beings of the elements, powers of nature were coming around, and that was their way to show me protection.
And may we ask another question?
Sure.
Do you require more protection than you already have?
That's a great question. Do I require more protection? Well, I guess in some thought pattern, I must feel that I do need that. That's a great question. I hadn't ever considered that.
May we offer another aspect, another perspective?
Yes, please.
Our dear sister, in 1 second, you can ask for protection for your lifetime. It is in the doubt that you have to ask for more. We will tell you in this moment that if you believe you are completely protected, you are. If you do not believe that, you are not. And you will persist in asking for more. We will tell you from what we can see in your soul, in your incarnation, that you are completely protected. But you must believe that in each moment. Namaste.
Yes.
Thank you.
We would add here, remember, believing is seeing. And do you think that when Yeshua did those so-called miracles of healing, do you think that he questioned or doubted that one would find healing in what he gave them? No, he never questioned it. And he never then came back after and said, well, did it work? Or do you feel like you've been healed or whatever? He just did it, knew it, and that was the end of it, you see? And that is what you all need to come to understand as well, whether it is a protection, in, as you are speaking of here, or a healing process, or whatever it is. Know that as you do it, it is done. It is not something that you have to then question after, because in the questioning after, then you have brought doubt into it. And it is no longer now believing is seeing. It is back to seeing is believing, you see? And that does not work in the higher vibrational frequencies and dimensions.
we would like to add.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Dear sister, we do not wish to sound harsh. We apologize if we sounded harsh. What we will tell you is that you have in your meditations, in your lifestyle at this present moment, a great expansion is occurring in your life, and your third eye is opening widely. And that is why when you open your eyes, you can see into another dimension. It is not, however, about protecting yourself. It is about expansion at this time in your incarnation. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Are there other questions here?
I have a question. This is Cynthia.
Yes.
I missed the first part of the meeting, the discussion, and it sounds like you all may have already discussed the ring path knot. And, you know, I was talking to James the other day about the ring path knot because of this channeling about the seven-day bridge or the portal. You know, in there it said that people have the opportunity of not having to go through the ring path knot and leaving the human experience. So I guess that's, I find a theme here where you keep saying about having those attachments. So, right, if I'm understanding correctly, so during this time, if you can come to that balance that Shoshana spoke of and let go of attachments, then you... Do you die, or is that saying that it's that you're ascending?
You can go through the death process and not have to go through the ring path knot, because in that death process, you have already let go of all of those attachments.
Oh, I
see. But if you are in the living process, as all of you are, then you are going to have to come to that point where you reach that balance, as has been spoken of, and to the neutrality of the letting go of attachments in order to be able to fully ascend. Now, remember, the ascension is a process. It is not a overnight sensation that occurs, although it can be that. But it is a process that you are going through, and at some point you will come to that that neutrality point where it is now time to move ahead, and it will be a conscious knowing choice at that point when you get to there.
Okay. All right, I understand. One more question. Why is it called a ring? Like the
Why
ring, that's not.
The ring?
Yeah. You know, the ring path knot.
This is ancient knowledge, is the ancient mysteries here, and it is a part of that. It is not so much of a ring as you are understanding it, but a place of vibration. It is not
right.
A physical place as you are understanding it, but it is a place of vibration, a vibrational frequency. And the idea of the ring is just something that someone at some point came up with.
Okay.
Cannot say much more about that.
We can share on this.
Yes, please do.
May we share?
Yes.
The ring is a circle. You are standing in the middle of a circle. A ring is a circle. And that's why the person that identified this called it a ring.
Okay. All right. Well,
yes.
All right. Thanks.
Sometimes the easiest answer is the simple one.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Would there be other questions here? Any other questions?
Wonder, sir. This is Gina.
Yes.
Hi. Last night I was sitting outside, and as I do every night after my service and during my light service that I do. And anyhow, many trees around me, neighbors next door have high grass, a lot of broken branches. So I always hear, like an animal, one of our beautiful kin here, either jump off a fence and I hear a big crash, like a lot of sticks breaking. And then I hear the movement. So I'm like, okay, it's a raccoon walking through or something walking through. That's fine. And I keep going and so forth. But last night, something unusual happened during this time. We had a lot of rain yesterday, so everything was pretty wet out there. Anyhow, a few times it happened, maybe like three times, four times. What I was feeling and hearing, it would just come all at once. And I would hear it all around the back, not just in this area that I usually hear it in, but it would feel like everything just started to move all around me, like through 100 feet this way and then 60 feet this way. So, and it would just vibrate, you know, just sound, movement, like something is walking, but all around at one time. And I thought, after it happened a few times, or more than once actually, I realized, okay, that's not an animal. That is something. Something is occurring. Do you see anything? What may have been happening?
Something that is occurring is an accurate description in terms of it is not so much an animal, but it is consciousness itself around you that you are becoming aware of. Conscious life, you see, all around you. So that is what how we would answer this. Shoshana, do you have anything
to add?
We
agree with that, that it is a movement in consciousness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because it's all at once. All at once, it all starts happening, and it goes on. It vibrates. It goes on for, you know, I would say 30 to 60 seconds. Keeps going, just, you know, moving.
Do you realize, dear sister, that the more that this happens and the more that you believe it is happening, the more it will continue to happen. And the more that it continues to happen, the more you will believe it. And the more you believe it, the more it will continue, you see, on and on and on. And this is how it goes.
May we share?
Okay. Sure, thank you, yes.
We would like to share our perspective on this, dear sister. Can we share?
We will
share that we have a glimpse of the headiness that this causes. Do you not feel a heaviness in your head when this is occurring?
A heaviness in my head? Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Like an intensity in your head?
I was doing my service, so I'm not sure if I connected that. But go on. I'll start to really pay attention.
What we are detecting is that your brain that is attached to your mind, that is attached to your higher self, is moving you through time and space to expand your understanding and consciousness of what is going on around you. That is what is occurring. You are in an expansion space, if we are making sense at all. That is what we are that is what we are seeing here. Namaste.
Yes, it is expansion of consciousness, similar to what you would experience if you were to take certain of those hallucinogenic drugs and things of that nature, ayahuasca, your mushrooms, those types of things, expanding the consciousness. That is what you are doing without taking any of those.
Very good. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Shoshana, too.
Namaste.
Would there be any other questions here before we release channel?
Yes. This is Sally from Hawaii.
Yes.
And I would like to ask a question in terms of the solar flash experience, the great solar flash experience. Is that going to be from the sun itself for all people, or is it individual?
The sun, your solar sun, is a participant, we will say. a very strong and necessary participant here. But so are all of the planets in the galaxy and all of the galaxy itself, the central sun of the galaxy and beyond that. All are participants in this, including also all of the many ships that are out here as well, all of the cosmic beings that are around and assisting here in this entire ascension process here. So yes, it is all a part of this. Do you have anything you add here, Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. Then was this sufficient for an answer for you?
So could you go through an ascension process by getting a reaction from the sun and seeing colors and seeing rings and that?
For many, there will be the sight process. Those that have opened their third eye will become aware of something that is out of the ordinary, more extraordinary, we will say. And some will see colors. Some will feel waves of energy. It will come in many different aspects here to the individual. Each individual is of themselves here. So cannot say exactly how it will be, and we also cannot say exactly how it will be because it has never happened before in this respect, not in this way. Okay?
Okay. I had this experience yesterday, and it actually took over the whole living room, and it was red and blue and green and magenta in a circle, and when I left my room and went downstairs, I also saw it outside, the greens, and even the road was green.
Yes, and this would be an example of an expansion of consciousness that occurred in the moment, and you were able to have those glimpses that we have been speaking of for some time here.
But this is not the completion of the ascension process.
No, certainly not.
Okay.
There is so much more yet to come.
Okay. Thank
and
you
even
very
more
much.
Importantly, even more importantly, so much more yet to be.
Yes. Mahalo nui loa. Thank you very much. I love you both.
Yes, and we also. Would there be other questions here? Then we think that we have answered already those questions that were in your email here. So does not seem to be need to be go over those again. Are we correct here?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do
we have a message?
Yes.
Dear one. We will tell our perspective on ascension. Ascension requires balance and requires in the present moment living. When you find yourself living in the moment, 100% of the time, you will find that there is no attachment to the past and there is no attachment to the future. So in the moment, there are no attachments, and in the moment, there are no programs running. You are living your life moment by moment, and that will expand your consciousness beyond your present understanding and will rocket you to higher consciousness and to the ascension completion. Namaste.
Very good. And we end with this. We will give you a little bit of a tease of yet to come here. And that was spoken of by the Ashtar some weeks ago here, and where he said there would be an announcement coming. and actually many announcements, but one particular one that will awaken a great many more, and that is still in process here. Both Saint Germain and Sonanda did not mention this, but we just bring it up here to, again, just put a little tease out to you here, little carrot in front of you. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you for that carrot. I love carrots.
Me too.
No,
I'm really
sorry.
This is Cheryl.
Okay,
who was it?
Bless you.
Hi, this is Cheryl. Who was the one that was speaking?